Vivian Vole, teacher at Ballylennon's Presbyterian Primary School and organist at the church, is preparing her pupils for the visit of the moderator. Having obtained the Local Development Association's agreement to enter Ballylennon for the Tidy Villages competition, she's pleased that her candidate, Paddy McGoldrick, has been appointed organiser. This choice does not suit the chairman, Fonsy Doherty, who had been employing Paddy on odd jobs about his hotel and estate agency, for he believes Paddy has become privy to the sale of a plot of land which he wishes to keep to himself. Fonsy has also heard a disquieting rumour, passed on to him by Vera McConkie, the telephone operator, that Paddy may be seeing too much of his daughter, Josie. Ballylennon, 1954.
Ballylennon call office, number please. Number 6, hold the line. Oh, I was just thinking, caller, there'd be no reply from number 6, because I saw Reverend Hawthorne passing in his car about half an hour ago. What's that? No, he wasn't going in the direction of the manse. I think he might have been going into Letterkenny to do a bit of shopping or something. Would you like me to try number 8, Miss Bowle, the teacher? I say she might be seeing him later in the evening. Oh, you'll try again. Very good. Goodbye, caller. Ballylennon call office, number please. Number 3. Oh, hold the line. Oh, that's strange. Oh, hello? I don't know why there's no reply, caller. There's usually someone in the hotel. Ah, oh, very good. Yes, I have a pencil. The tech. Ah, T-E-C-H. I was writing T-E-C-K. Josie Doherty has won. Oh, hold on now. Won. Yes. The desserts and sweets prize. Ah, isn't that great now? Prize. Yes, I've got that now, caller. Yes, I'll pass it on. Goodbye now. Desserts and sweets. Are you there, Muriel?
In the shop.
Wait till I tell you this one. Do you know what I'm just after?
Good evening,
here?
Miss McConkie.
Oh, it's nice evening, Miss Bowles.
Yes, it's a lovely evening. I was just saying to your sister.
5 and 6 pence. Will I wrap the tin?
Thanks. 2 half-crowns and... There's a shilling.
Oh, thank you. 6 pence. And there's tuppence back on the tin.
I have to confess, I'm very partial to the Mikado biscuits myself.
These'll last you a good time, then.
Oh, dear me, no. These are for the children. Oh. The moderator's coming to visit the school. Oh. And I'm going to give the children biscuits and lemonade just to provide a sense of occasion. And we're going to show the moderator our Tidy Villages project. Oh. Flowers grown from bulbs.
Oh, nice, Mary. Oh, there was someone on the phone for... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't for you. Someone looking for Reverend Hawthorne. It put me in mind of you, but no, it wasn't for you.
Was it a man or a woman?
I can't remember. A woman, I think. She was going to try again later.
I wonder who that might have been.
Oh, I haven't a notion. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
That's all right. And if there had been a message, I'd have been delighted to pass it on to Reverend Hawthorne. Thank you, Miss McConkie. Miss McConkie.
Good evening.
Good evening, Golden. The face on her. What was all that about a phone call?
I don't know. Probably the moderator's missus. Or his mammy.
Well, you can see she doesn't like to hear of a woman ringing his reverence.
There was a message for wee Josie Doherty. She's after winning the puddings at the tech.
How do you mean?
I suppose it's some kind of a contest in the cookery or whatever it is she does.
Fancy a bit of light. Now, I often think Josie works too hard doing this course and then working in the hotel by night. Though, mind you, that award will be a great feather in Fancy's cap.
She swept the board with her dessert, Stumpy. And the young fellow from Lifford got a prize for bacon. Another chap got a prize for buying. That'd be meats, I suppose.
Isn't it a funny thing fellas get in for the cooking, but...
Oh, but that's the thing, you see. The classiest places all has a man chef in the kitchen nowadays.
Well, you'll hardly be needing one of them, lad.
Oh, no. Josie's better than a chef any day. When she's finished with the tech, I'd be putting her in charge of the cuisine. Oh, here's the train now.
That's her. She's only 29 minutes late. Not bad at all. She's off in an hour over.
Stop it, I thought I'd drop down to the station to hand you this thing about the cooking prizes. And, you know, in case you hadn't heard. Am I in time for Saturday's Vindicator?
I'd say the tack has already sent in the list of winners to the editor.
I know, but you could, you know, add a bit on Josie for your own column about her being the daughter of a well-known hotelier.
Good morning, Mr. Doherty.
Oh, good morning, Your Reverence.
Yes. Mr. Bonner, I see I'm just in time to meet the Derry train. It has a reputation for lateness, so I've judged it quite nicely.
The train from Derry's hardly ever late, and when it is, it's only by a minute or two.
Or two. Well, better late than never.
Are you travelling yourself, Your Reverence?
No, I'm meeting someone from Derry. The new moderator of our General Assembly, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
The Reverend William McWhinney. You'll have read how he intends to make a visitation to all the outlying congregations.
Yes, I think I read that. Yes. No one informed me of the Italian.
Oh, and the Church House sent a release to your head office.
And local news. I'm supposed to write up all the dignitaries coming to Ballylennon and so on.
I'm sure the moderator would be delighted to meet you.
Well, introduce me to him, so.
That must be him. He seems to be the only passenger alighting. Hello?
And only one wee black bag.
Hello?
Well, you're certainly not being knocked down in the rush to carry the cases, Stumpy.
Mr. McWhinney!
Yes, indeed. Mr. Hawthorne, I presume.
Welcome to Ballylennon, Mr. McWhinney.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
This is, Mr. Doherty.
I'm pleased to meet you, Reverend.
Thank you.
And Mr. Bonner.
Can I carry your bag?
No, thank you. That's perfectly all right. I wasn't expecting a reception committee. Very thoughtful indeed.
gentlemen are not of our persuasion.
Oh, indeed. Well, all the pleasanter that you should come to meet me then.
Mr. Doherty, I think, is getting the train on somewhere else.
Meet? No, I'm...
And Mr. Bonner...
I'm the porter, so on.
I'm very, very pleased to meet you both.
And Mr. Bonner was just saying how he'd appreciate an interview with you for the local...
But I thought you said you were the porter.
I'm a columnist as well.
Oh, well. Perhaps the interview might be arranged a little...
Later. You might like to call up to the man's house after tea, Mr. Bonner.
All right, I will.
Very well. I look forward to that.
Let me take that kiss, Mr. McWhinney. It looks
quite... Thank you. That's very kind of you. It's not heavy, but I have a fibrocytic arm. It always attacks me and sounds well. Goodbye again, then.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Bye, Reverend. Bye, sir.
Good luck.
Bye.
Hi. Well, that's very few taking the train, mate.
It's very crowded in the weekend, so it is.
Oh, you have your work cut out for you then, Stumpy.
All the same, I don't like all this talk about the railway being shut down.
What talk's that?
Well, I've heard it. Especially after Joe McMonagle told me that as long as the party's in government, the railways will be kept going. There was one of them polls done here, and more than half the electorate said they wouldn't be voting for Joe this time, since he failed to get the new bridge built over Crutch Island.
Ah, that's only tit for tat, Stumpy. I mean, against that, you'd have to set the thousands... We'll vote for him for getting the new seaweed processing factory for Gawkahawk. Who told you about a poll anyway? I didn't see one.
That know-all Packy McGoldrick. He thinks he's a cut above buttermilk.
Does he now? Huh? So he's nothing but a wee fart.
When are they giving out the prizes, Josie?
I said you're not supposed to be here, Packy. The Dow'll kill me if I let you pass the door.
I'll jump into the coal scuttle if he comes in.
Oh, there's someone at reception. You stay here. I told Imelda to look after the desk. She remembers nothing.
Sorry for keeping you waiting. Oh, good evening, Miss Bowle.
Hello, Josephine. And congratulations on your award. I'm sure you burned the midnight oil for it.
Look, I did nothing.
Blancmanges, isn't that right?
And jellies. All kinds of sweets.
I imagine your father's out, so would you please tell him the Tidy Villages subcommittee will be taking delivery of 2 dozen giant-sized pottery shrub containers, and may we leave them in the hotel yard till Packy McGoldrick finds another place for them.
You can, of course, but I'll tell my dad anyway.
I didn't see Packy today. He doesn't know about the pots arriving.
Well, he does now. Good evening, Miss Bo.
Oh, Packy, you gave me quite a start.
I'll see to the pots, Miss Bo.
They'll be delivered in Henderson's van from Donegal. The driver usually has a bald head and a moustache.
I'll watch out for Baldy, Miss Bo.
Will there be a prize-giving ceremony, Josie?
On Saturday at the Tech.
Oh, pity I'll miss it. I have to be in Letterkenny that evening myself. But there's a children's library meeting.
Are you going in the car?
Yes. Would you like a lift?
Dead on, Miss Bo.
We can talk about what houses are entering their front gardens for the competition. Did you get any response to the circular?
Well, I got what you'd call a negative response, but I'll turn that around soon enough.
I'm sure you will, Packy. Well, I must fly as usual. Reverend Hawthorne's entertaining the moderator, and I'm helping with the arrangements in the school.
Chief bottle washer, eh?
Well, there'll be lemonade bottles, Packy.
Oh, you can get drunk on lemonade, too.
Oh, that'll be the day. Till Saturday, then.
You know, I think she's taken a notion of you.
Well, sure I'm irresistible. But if the truth were told, it's Reverend Hawthorne she's a notion of.
A hair with a face that would set a jelly.
They stole little Bridget for 7 years long, and when she came home again, her friends were all gone. They took her lightly back between the night and...
Morrow.
They thought that she was fast asleep, but she was dead with sorrow.
Good boy, Eric.
Up the airy mountain, down the rusty glen, we daren't go a-hunting for fear of little men.
Go on, Rebecca.
We folk, good folk, trooping all together, green jacket, red cap, and white owl's feather.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice indeed. And very, very nicely rendered. Does Miss Bull teach you a lot of poetry?
Sometimes, sir.
And do you like learning poetry?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Delightful. And did Miss Bull tell you that poem was written long, long ago by a famous poet from this county?
No, sir.
Oh, but you know that I did, Winnie.
I was away that day, miss.
We traced the life of William Allingham from Ballyshannon to the Isle of Wight, Mr. Mawinney. Didn't we, children?
Yes, Miss Bow.
And where did he die, children?
In Hampstead.
And how did he die?
Respected and revered.
Respected and revered. Well, children, I'm very, very impressed. And I'm going to ask Mr. Hawthorne to give you a half holiday in honor of my visit.
Yes!
Perhaps you'll step across with me to the minor hall, Mr. Mawinney.
I'm looking forward to our chat.
It will be a few minutes before I have the tea ready, Mr. Mawinney. We only have a primus for the kettle. Now, children, if you go into the day room, you'll find lemonade and biscuits.
Yay!
Yes, it's a very, very nice atmosphere. How many pupils have you got?
17 at present. There are 32 families. It's about average in the county, but at least we aren't dwindling. We'll just cross the lawn here.
Have you entertained any thoughts about moving on to a larger congregation?
Well, from time to time I consider it, but I haven't received the call.
Well, now, you know, there will shortly be a vacancy in Newton Cunningham.
Oh, is Mr. Martin retiring?
Well, he hasn't been very well since Mrs. Martin.
Oh, yes, I know.
Now, I've been made aware that the elders are considering putting out the call to you.
I didn't know that. In here. This is the minor hall. The vestry's through there, where Miss Bowle will be making the tea. Would you like...
No, thank you. I'll take a seat here. Yes. Miss Bowle, now. She seems to be a very active young lady.
She's on almost every committee in the village, and she's respected by the other side. Of course, her people originally came from round here, and she wrote an indispensable pamphlet on the history and traditions of Ballylennan.
Oh, that's very, very encouraging to hear. Well, you could be thinking of what I mentioned, Newton Cunningham. You're, what did you say? 35?
36.
Uh-huh. Of course, the session is always happier when their minister has forsaken the single state.
Single state?
Oh, yes, you don't have to be very, very observant to note that it's the married clergy to move on to these.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I cannot call them better, for all are equal in the sight of the Lord. The married clergy who move on to the larger congregation.
Congregations? I have noted that, Mr. Mawinney.
I don't think I need to speak more plainly then.
Oh, my goodness!
What's that?
Is that you, Miss Bowles? Are you all right?
I nearly scalded myself with this kettle. Oh. I placed it very awkwardly on the primus. Such a stupid...
You aren't burnt?
No, not at all. Here, the tea's made. Bring these sandwiches out to Mr. Mawinney.
Are you sure you're not burnt?
Yes. The tea's coming, Mr. Mawinney.
Aren't we the very, very lucky man, Miss Bowles?
Hello?
Is that you, Mr. Bonner?
It is. Who's that?
This is Vera McConkie in the call office. My sister said I should give you a ring about something important.
Is that a fact? Why doesn't she ring me herself, then?
Well, the fact is, she was just about to ring you.
I'm in litter, Jenny.
But she was only lifting the phone when Mr. Doherty's car gave a beep at the door and she had to run.
I'd say she did.
Well, she couldn't leave him sitting outside. He was giving her a lift into the tech to see Josie getting her prize.
They won't be back till late.
They won't be back till late.
Is it about the tidy villages?
It is not. Did you read today's Vindicator?
I'll see it when I get home.
Well, then. And this is what my sister wanted to tell you. So you'd be ready when Mr. Doherty and all belonging to him has a fit on your doorstep. I have it here. Will I read it?
Is it my column?
It is, of course. There's an old picture of Josie, and under it, a prize winner in the Technical College capering competition. That should be catering, I suppose.
It's only a misprint.
And then, instead of Josie Doherty, it says Miss Dosie Doherty, whose jollies were much admired by the judge. I suppose that was meant to be jellies.
That's a bad mistake.
Jellies were much admired.
What's that? Did I hear somebody laughing?
You did not, for it's no laughing matter. Then it goes on to say, Miss Doherty is the daughter of Mr. Alphonsus Doherty, famous for his hostility at the Swilly Arms Hotel.
What I wrote was, famous for his hospitality. But the fact is, he gave me the copy very late, and then the typesetter had to run off to attend to an elderly relative who twisted her ankle getting out of the confession box, so she did.
Well, my sister said I was to warn you. Good night, Mr. Bonner.
Oh, it's not fair. The poor wee man.
No, but isn't it a disgrace? Imagine. Having the name Dosie Doherty attached to you. It's like a jeer.
Hello there. Anyone in? Oh, hello, Mr. Doherty.
Ah? Oh. Good morning. What can I do for you, Mr. McGoldrick?
I came to collect the plant pots from your yard, Mr. Doherty, for the tidy villages.
It didn't occur to you to go round to the back, did it?
Or perhaps the Vindicator was right. A hotel noted for its hostility.
That's enough of that. You can go on through, now that you're here. The pot is next to the turf stack.
I'll go. I didn't want to walk off with him without telling you. Oh, hello, Josie.
How are you doing, Packy?
I'm doing rightly, thank you.
You're going to have to mask, Josie.
Yes. Did Imelda and Bernadette go on?
Aye, they did. I said, the pot is next to the turf stack. How are you carrying them?
I've missed Bowles' car. It'll take 4 journeys.
Well, go on, then.
See you, Josie.
Good luck, Packy.
Well, where did you put your trophy?
In my own room.
You're in a queer snit this morning for a person after winning a big prize.
Why wouldn't I, after being made a fool of on the paper?
Stumpy was around at 9 this morning to explain that. It wasn't his fault.
I know it wasn't.
Well,
it was your fault.
What?
If you hadn't gone down to Stumpy, it'd never have happened.
I thought you'd like to see your picture on the paper. You need publicity in this business, Josie. It's a competitive world.
Oh, dressed like a starved leprechaun in a pair of buckle shoes.
Look, you'll be late for mass. How did you get back from Letterkenny this morning, anyway?
Packy organised a lift for me with one of the Mullins going out to the fishing.
Packy should be running a transport service. Oh, I see he's got Miss Bowles' car out there.
Oh, he's a popular man.
Where was it you stopped the night?
In Teresa Clokey's flat.
Flat? What kind of a place is a flat?
A flat's a flat.
Were her people there?
Her people live in Muff. That's why she's in a flat.
And who else was there?
The Pope's granny. Oh, I'm going. I'll be late for mass.
Aye, or the Pope himself.
Ballylennan call office. Number, please.
Hello, would you connect me to number 8, please?
Hold the line, caller.
Ballylennan 8? Hello?
You're through, caller.
Is that you, Miss Ball?
Mr. Hawthorne.
I was wondering if you might be free to drop around one evening, say next Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sure I could. Wait now till I look in my diary. Were you thinking of after school?
Actually, I was thinking of a bit later. Say, round 7?
The Tidy Villages group is meeting at 6 in the Swilly Arms, so 7 would be fine.
Fine.
Is there anything particular you want to discuss, Mr. Hawthorne? You know, we'd have to get the diapason stop and the organ fixed. Did you notice the way it's giving a kind of a wheeze? I'm afraid it would cost quite an amount.
Amount? No, I have another matter I wish to discuss.
Will you have had your tea? I could bring over a gooseberry tart.
Tart? No. I was thinking we might go out somewhere.
The Swilly Arms?
Oh, no. I was thinking we might go into Letterkenny.
That would be lovely.
I'll think of somewhere. Have you ever been to Moran's Hotel?
Is that the one with the flounced blinds in the windows?
I'm not sure. What exactly is flounced, Miss Ball?
Sort of caught up.
I think that is it.
Well, then, I've never been inside, but it looks very nice.
Nice. I'll see you, of course, before then.
I'm writing it in my diary now. Tuesday, the 16th, at 7 p.m.
P.M. Yes. Good night, Miss Ball.
Oh, good night, Mr. Hawthorne.
Oh. If that didn't sound like an invitation to a Sunday school convention.
What's that, Vera?
Our Capricorn friend, going out to dine, mind you, with a certain clerical gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you for nothing it isn't Canon Freel.
Do you think it'll lead to a lasting attachment?
Well, I have to say it sounded as if it might. I'll encourage Capricorns to take all romantic offers seriously in next week's horoscope.
Do you think that would help?
If she does, and he does, they won't be stopping long in Ballylennan. It'll be promotion for him. I'll write a very strongly worded horoscope, uh-huh, advising single persons to take lasting decisions on matters of the heart. Now is the time for all true Capricorns to pounce.
That's right, Vera. Cats in mittens catch no mice.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, bring promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Gallagher. Will you come in?
No thanks, Miss Bowl. I was just passing this way. And young Paddy McGoldrick asked me to drop in this message for you.
Thanks very much. As a matter of fact, I heard you singing coming up the road, The Irrepressible.
You know, there's dozens of songs to do with flowers. I was counting them up. There'd be no difficulty in filling a whole evening's recital. You know, what I was saying about a concert to raise funds for the Tidy Villages.
It's a great idea. What's Packy writing to me about?
Roses are blooming in Picardy. Tis the last rose of summer left blooming alone.
Lovely. My goodness. Packy's a quick worker. I called to 17 houses. 8 of them will fix their gardens and 5 will put out winter boxes if we supply the boxes. I said no problem. That's an excellent response, considering none of them replied to the circular.
The personal touch.
He has ambition. That's what he has, Guard. And he says that this evening he's going to do all the houses in Bridge Street and Pius the 10th Avenue.
Oh, he's the young man who'll do well. Oh.
You're looking at my hat. You must think me very peculiar wearing a hat like that. But I was trying it on at the mirror when you knocked the door. I bought it today in Derry.
Oh, that's a lovely wee hat, Miss Bull. Floral, I suppose you'd call it.
Violets.
And those are anemones. I bought it for a special occasion. Not for the Tidy Villages competition, though.
Oh, isn't that grand now? Well, I'll be going on.
Thanks very much. Goodbye, Gord.
I saw an apple blossom wedding underneath the Maytime blue.
Swilly Arms reception.
Hello? Who?
No, Josie's gone out for the evening.
Where?
I think she said she was going round to eat a Maguire. What?
Oh, I thought that's what she said, Eater. I may have got it wrong.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'll pass it on when she comes in. Congratulations on winning the prize. I will, surely. Aye. Thanks, Eater.
Are you there,
Carlson? You're looking a bit sleek at the night, Stumpy. Come on inside.
What do you have? I was afraid it might run into your daughter, and that's a fact. A pint, Fonzie, thanks.
Oh, she's gunning for you. Gunning for you. A pint for my guest.
Did you not tell her it wasn't my fault?
Oh, I did, but she's gunning for me as well. The women, Stumpy, the women, there's no logic to them at all.
There you are, Mr. Barr.
Thanks, Shay. Good luck. And about what you were saying the other week, you know.
What's that? Oh, the Widow O'Neill's plot of land.
No, much nearer to home. What?
How you, Fancy?
Uh-huh. How's the man? How you doing? What's that, Sophie?
You know, the young one. Huh? Josie?
Oh, yes. Did you hear that?
Not a bit. I think you must be imagining it. There's no word of anybody seeing her and him together, so there's not.
Except Miss McConkie, the time she looked out of a call office window.
I'd say there was none to it.
Well, he was at the bit of a dance they had on the tech after the prize giving, I hear.
Sure, all the young crowd were at that. I'd have gone myself, only I couldn't get a lift in.
I didn't know you were a dancing man, Stumpy.
I thought I might get a story for the paper.
And there was nothing in this one?
No. But I'll tell you another, only it's not for publication.
Uh-huh.
An older young couple. I happened to be passing the manse about a half an hour to midnight, so it was. There was a car parked. Two inside in it. And one of them wearing a hat like a floral wreath you'd see at a wealthy funeral.
You tell me.
And the hat was bobbing about as if a few sharp gusts of wind were blowing through a flower bed.
Those two?
The same.
Well, I never would have believed it. But it makes sense. All the same. Wait a minute. There's Josie coming in.
Excuse me, Fonzie. I'm away inside from a game of darts.
Josie!
Are you there, Josie?
What is it?
Josie, there was a phone call for you earlier. Someone wanted to congratulate you on your prize.
Who was it?
Edie Maguire, I think. Yeah, that's a funny thing, isn't it? Wasn't it the Maguires you said you were going earlier?
Was it? I don't know where I said I was going. I'm going up to bed now.
Hold on a minute. Where were you if you weren't up at Maguire's?
On the road to Bali.
No. But who are you with?
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, if you want to know. And between the two of them, they gave me a right out court. Good night.
In episode 9 of Valley Lennon by Christopher Fitzsimon, Fonzie Doherty was T.P. McKenna. Muriel McConkie was Margaret Darcy, and Vera McConkie was Stella McCusker. Vivian Bowe was Anya McCartney. Guard Gallagher, John Hewitt. Stumpy Bonner, Gerard McSorley. Packy McGoldrick, Charlie Bonner, and Josie Doherty, Kira McKeown. Reverend Hawthorne was Gerald Murphy, Mr. Mawinney, Harry Taub, and Miss Bowles' pupils were Rory McAteer, Danielle Costigan, Fabio Aprile, and Katrina O'Reilly. The music was arranged and performed by Stephanie Hughes, and the series is directed by Owen O'Callaghan.